COVID data. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The White House COVID-19 response team giving an update on the pandemic Tuesday. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says that BA4 and BA5 are now the dominant Omicron subvariants.
CDC's weekly nowcast estimate indicates that BA5 is predicted to represent 65% of circulating variants, and BA4 is predicted to represent 16%.
Dr. Walensky warning that since early May, the seven-day hospitalization average has doubled. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha on expanding the eligibility of the second booster shot.
We have conversations all the time about what are possible things we can be doing to better protect the American people. These are decisions made by our regulatory agencies, the FDA and the CDC.
The CDC says deaths in the U.S. remain around 300 per day. President Biden is meeting with the Mexican president at the White House today, where they will be discussing migration, among other issues. GOP Senator Ted Cruz criticizing the Biden administration's handling of this issue.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have decided that they will not follow the law. We're seeing the highest rate of illegal immigration in decades.
The U.S. and Mexico are expected to announce joint steps to improve border infrastructure. The Senate Judiciary Committee holds a hearing today on the legal consequences following the Supreme Court's decision to allow states to determine abortion regulations. Committee Chairman Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois disagrees with the decision.
A woman's choice to get an abortion is her choice alone. Politicians have no business sitting in the waiting room with the doctor.
Many Republicans agree with the Supreme Court's decision. The HBO show Succession receiving a leading 25 Emmy nominations Tuesday. Squid Game also nominated. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
San Francisco reaching a $54 million opioid settlement with Teva and Allergan. The city, in a federal lawsuit, accused the drug companies of flooding the market with addictive painkillers. Police in a Miami suburb investigating a father whose young child was left in a hot car and died.
A three-year-old boy who was supposed to be in a summer class at the Lubavitch Education Center in Miami Gardens, Florida, was found Monday afternoon dead in his father's car. The vehicle had been parked at the school all day in nearly 100-degree heat. The father works at the school and is being questioned by police. The school's dean in a statement calls it an accident, that they are heartbroken and will have counselors on campus today for students and staff. No word from police yet if charges will be filed. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
Jury selection has started in Denver, Colorado, in the trial of a man accused of killing his wife on an African safari.
Federal prosecutors allege 67-year-old Larry Rudolph killed his wife on a 2016 hunting trip in Zambia, then cashed nearly $5 million in life and accidental death insurance policies. Prosecutors charged Rudolph with murder and mail fraud. Rudolph says he's innocent and told Zambian police his wife of 34 years, Bianca, died when he was in the bathroom, suggesting she shot herself while trying to pack a gun for the trip. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Police in Ohio say a man's death is the result of his hoarding addiction.
Noticing the mail piling up at Robert Elsie's home in the Cleveland suburb of Parma Heights, a neighbor called police. They searched the home and found Elsie dead. Police Detective Adam Sloan telling Fox 8 in Cleveland.
The medical examiner's office determined that it was positional asphyxia, so more or less the clutter around him had trapped him.
In the mailbox, police found Social Security and pension checks made out to Elsie's mother, who hadn't been seen in years.
That was Fox's Jack Callahan. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.